This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Nuts smell like what?
Human balls smell a little cheesy.
Yeah. Balls smell cheesy. Ugh. Especially if you're, this is too graphic. If you're uncircumcised, it's more common. I've noticed.
Well, I'm glad I hit record right on that.
That's where we started. All right.
That's how we start this. Unfortunately,
I was about to be like, how clean do we have to be? And then I remember,
not at all.
Yeah. I've definitely listened to enough about edging on this podcast. And so we don't have to be particularly
the official
clean.
Podcast of edging.
Thank you so much. We'd love to thank our sponsors, Edging.
Number one on the iTunes chart for edging podcast. Take that, Mark Maron.
It's time for Punch the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Punch
the GM.
Everybody do a jamster dance. It's time for Punch Up the Jam.
Is that a hamster dance reference?
It absolutely was.
Wonderful.
I panicked.
No, it's a great way.
I keep starting the music and then being like, oh, I got to say a thing at the top.
Speaking of unpunchable jams, hamster dance, am I right?
I mean, that one's just, it goes without saying.
I'm Yell.
Is that?
I'm Demi.
What? Oh, I thought it was the hamster from Nutty Professor 2, the one that has sex with Larry Miller in that movie, and it's very weird.
I've not seen that movie
Giant hamster has. I watched that movie on loop in a blood donation clinic for like 4 hours one day, and Larry Miller just gets raped by a giant hamster.
It's
in
a
that
PG-13 movie.
It is. It's a family film.
What an intro.
I'm Chris Cubis, by the way.
Should we say my name or something?
You know him from his podcast, Canceled. You know him from his comedy. You know him as a former At Midnight Points Me winner. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Cubis!
What's going on?
Forever on this podcast, the hamster rape guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Coming out the gate so hot.
I'll take it. You got to be memorable in this business.
It's true.
Otherwise, people forget you.
It's so true. Speaking of memorable, in case you forgot what this podcast is about.
Oh, yeah. What do we do here?
Right. So we take a song. We try to make it better, but only after we figure out what's wrong with it.
Right.
And maybe there's nothing wrong with
it. You got to diagnose it before you can prescribe.
Exactly. And maybe sometimes the prescription is just keep on keeping on, you know?
Sometimes the prescription is you shouldn't have come to my office.
One of these episodes, we're just not going to have a punch up. We're like, and spoiler alert,
we've already
perfect.
Done like 4 songs where I feel like we at the end should have just been like, I don't know. This was a mistake.
Yeah, maybe one of these times we won't punch up a jam, but so far every jam has been punched.
So cocky.
Yeah, I have to see that. I promise you right now that will not be the case with this song.
Oh yeah, there are some issues.
I have a lot of questions. I took a bus here from Koreatown and I listened to this song on loop the whole way, and I've got problems.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. What's your history with this song?
Came out when 94.
Yep, summer 94.
So I'm a junior in high school.
Perfect.
I am super into this song. I'm super into everything. I went through my previous, like, I had a lot of phases, a lot of personalities I wasn't happy with. I was I wore like a purple kufi for a while and some wooden beads because I was really into X-Clan. I went through like militant phases. Then I tried to wear Timberlands with the laces open. But the loop from one lace caught the hook on the other shoe, and I just ate.
Trip yourself.
Just
over.
Ate shit in the hallway, so that look was done. And I was trying to think, maybe I get into like, maybe I'll be like a smooth funk dude.
Yeah,
and I'll just be Warren G. And that did not. No, I don't have it. I don't have the sociopath vibes you need to be the person in this song.
Right.
So you tried getting into it.
I got into it. I loved it at the time. And then it's one of those songs that I feel like it sticks with you for a minute because it's like the catchiest song in the world.
Oh, so catchy.
But then if you listen to it for more than like a minute, it's got issues.
I will say I don't know it very well.
Okay.
I have heard it maybe 5 times in its entirety.
Wow.
Yeah, and like over the last 30 years.
So... I mentioned it to Marissa, downstairs, and she had no idea what I was talking about.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, I will take my gray beard and I will get the hell out of the studio, please.
I feel like this is the kind of song that by name, if you don't know it, maybe you hear it and then like it was a clear black night part.
Right.
You're like, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
But then also like Nate Dogg's voice is such a like known thing to me that I'm like, oh, anytime I hear his voice, I'm like, oh, right.
It's so regular soothing. Guy.
It is.
I feel like that was the voice of the 90s in my opinion.
It's that backing core, mm-hmm. like the doubling on his voice. It just is so good.
And there hasn't been a hip hop voice since like that tried to be the music, like the singer for hip hop. Yeah. I feel like maybe Akon was trying to do that for a minute, but like didn't really catch.
Blasphemous.
Yeah, I'm not saying he was this
good. Charlie Wilson's trying to do it now. I can't do it. It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not as.
That butter of Nate Dogg.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's fake. Is it like post production that makes him sound that good?
Oh, maybe it's like compressed or something?
Yeah, I think it is because it's also, it's like the chorus, but it's also that he's like rap singing. Like he's like, just hit the east side on the LBC. Like he's really just rapping, but he does it slow enough that he can like throw in like little double words here and there.
Oh, I love him. Okay, so if you're wondering if this song's from a movie based on its monologue at the beginning, it is. But guess what? Not that movie.
Wait, what?
The beginning of this song has a spoken word monologue that's a clip from a movie.
Yes.
It's not the movie this song was made to promote.
What? This song was made to promote a movie?
Well, let me rephrase. The track appears on the soundtrack of the film Above the Rim.
Oh.
But it also later showed up on Warren G's album, Regulate G-Funk Era. By the way, if you couldn't hear it, there's three dots between Regulate and G-Funk.
Regulate.
By the way, it's fine. No one bought that out.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, that wasn't a...
Is Warren G a one-hit wonder? Is this like it?
It's definitely his biggest song.
I can't tell you another Warren G song. Yeah. I know he had, clearly he had an album, and then I guess he was also like, it was him, Nate Dogg, and Snoop were 213?
Yeah, LBC Boys.
Yeah. That, again, couldn't tell you any of their songs either.
I should have written this down. I heard that Nate Dogg didn't appear on something because Suge Knight and somebody else. But anyway, it was like a conflict.
Uh-oh. Oh, there was you don't say there was beef in the Death Row studio.
Turns out there was a tiny bit of beef. Who knows? So it actually samples, get this, if we are including that monologue at the beginning, which is from Young Guns, a 1988 film starring Emilio Estevez, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Charlie Sheen, Dermot Mulroney. I mean, this is the craziest cast.
The Rat Pack of the Westerns.
I've actually never heard of this damn movie.
I hadn't either.
Young Guns?
Uh-uh.
No. Oh, I am old as shit. It was like wildly popular when I was like coming up. Oh yeah, the sequel, not so much. But yeah, it had like all those, it had all the guys,
big
the girls
guys
had like posters of them.
Right.
Yeah.
I did not know it was a Western until I went to grab the clip and was like, oh, I just thought it was like a street hustler movie.
Young Guns, it certainly sounds like it.
Sure. Yeah.
But it also samples, I mean, maybe most notably, I keep forgetting. I didn't get the exact name, but I don't think there's an R in it.
No.
I think the real title has no R.
No, it doesn't have a G at the end. It's I keep forgetting.
Forgettin'.
Yeah.
Okay, right. That's what it is.
It samples six different songs.
Six? I only got four.
Including, if you include the Regulators clip, I got all the samples.
Show me.
I Keep Forgetting, which is the entire thing.
Oh, fuck.
And honestly,
yes.
Like, as I hear this, I'm like, no wonder.
Yeah, of course it's perfect.
You
this is why you love,
that bass.
You could be like, I shit my pants yesterday. Everyone would be like, I love this song.
I shit my pants on the LBC. Shit my pants on the bus here from Koreatown.
Oh, I love his voice.
Man, old triangle mouth is keeping it down.
I was working at a Sam's Club, and they were advertising some Michael McDonald whatever on like all of the TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in that moment that I learned he wasn't black. I was like 18. I was like, what? No.
He does
I
have
know
a very soulful.
This whole time!
There are so many people where it's like they have such soulful voices that you see their faces and you feel betrayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, we lost one.
Yeah.
This is that last week's episode that came up.
Yeah. Bobby Caldwell.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a white man. He's a white man.
You should have to say that.
I'm white.
Well, I keep forgetting.
I keep forgetting you're white.
The thing is, this song, the point at which it like turns into that like very bright song at the end is the
every
only part.
Every time you're near.
That's when it's like it's time to dance, and it's no longer like a G-funk hit.
Yeah. No, that's.
Although,
that's wedding music.
That had been impressive if that Warren G song incorporated that section too.
They should have had it because it alternates like verses. If it was like every time Warren raps, it's that part, and then every time Nate Dogg comes in, it's like on the bright sunny part because he's living a different life in this story anyway.
He's living a very different life, and I don't know that it's bright and sunny.
Mm. It is not.
Oh, and it also samples "Sign of the Times" by Bob James.
Yes, briefly at the beginning.
Oh, okay. What the fuck?
It samples that part. It's pitched down.
This is the scariest music I've ever heard.
It sounds like a weird freak carnival.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this song?
It sounds like a Parliament song.
I really thought it was at a haunted carnival, and now I'm just
I just expect George Clinton coming like, come on, everybody.
Yeah. But that was a weird Tom Waits George Clinton
Demi and mine's favorite interest.
Yeah. But it's like, it's this part at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, we all know that little sound. We all sing it, right? You can't hear it and not sing along
with that weird little
sound.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one I have is Let Me Ride by Dr. Dre.
Yes, but that samples a song by Parliament called Mothership Connection.
Holy shit, it's a sample within a sample?
Yes.
Let me ride.
Hell yeah.
This is fucking groovy, man.
Yeah, it's no wonder this song is so catchy. It's like six of the dopest samples I've ever heard.
Yes. And that is sampled again in Dre's song.
With all the niggas saying, going down, sweet cherry down, and let me ride. Hell yeah.
I had no idea this was a sample.
Yeah.
I love any G-Funk song that has that, like, I don't
whistle?
Know, like a whistle. It's like, yeah, it's
like a
whistle.
Like a theremin, whatever that is. Yeah.
It sounds like you have tinnitus.
Let me ride.
I saw when I was listening to this on Spotify, behind the lyrics is a thing on there where it comes like pop-up video or whatever.
Yeah.
And it says, Warren G told DJ Ski about the house where they made Regulate. I had dog shit all over the floor. That's the first line. I had dog shit all over the floor. And I had two bedrooms. And in one of the bedrooms was all the studio equipment. Why did you include the part about the dog shit? It is not relevant to the song at all.
So there was dog shit on the floor.
All over the
floor.
Yeah.
I don't.
Wait, was it separate piles? Was it smeared into the carpet?
I imagine
so
that's
questions.
Part of every story he's ever told. Just like, so I was in a studio, there was dog shit on the floor.
Yeah.
And then 3 years later, I met my wife.
Yeah, so that was our wedding.
It also briefly samples a song by The Evasions called Wiki Rap. Wicca Rap. Just lyrically.
Where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
What is that part?
Here, the tropically sensuous beat makes you want to do things most self-respecting people could be arrested for.
I cannot handle that voice.
Yeah, I can't either.
I didn't like that Robin
it's
Leach
like a,
impression.
That was
Lost
not
Stars
good.
And the Rich of the Famous.
Yeah.
It is just like very briefly near the end, Warren G says
that,
funk is the, what, I don't know what he says. But
okay,
yeah.
A lyrical sample. Spicy. Yeah.
And then, of course, we got that Young Guns clip.
We work for Mr. Tunstall as regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. Mr. Tunstall's got a soft spot for runaways, derelicts, vagrant types. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's more in there than they use in the song.
I do like that they cut out the line about him being, like, kind of vagrant. So, like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
It's a little
also,
too soft.
That's shocking that's from an actual movie that's supposedly good.
Well,
that
here's
doesn't
the thing.
Sound good.
I don't know if it's still good. I remember liking it as a child.
Well,
I'm not
good
in 1988. Yeah. I've not seen it in quite some time. But Lou Diamond Phillips is a Native American, which I don't. Is he?
I think he is.
I don't
know. Is he right on that one and wrong the other way? Because like he plays Hispanic a lot.
I thought he was Latino.
He might be a little
bit
of both.
But he also plays Native American a lot, too.
I feel like he and Edward James Olmos are like the two that Hollywood has ever found.
Yeah,
so anytime they have a Native American role, they just go to one of them.
Right.
And I might be wrong about
one. Aren't
they both Latino? Hey, I might be wrong about that. And I'm going to fact check it right now. We'll be right back. And we're back. Edward James Olmos, non-Native American. Didn't have to bring him up at all.
Well, it's Edward James Olmos. He's almost.
He's almost, yes. Lou Diamond Phillips, also not native, but close to the native community.
Okay.
Cool.
Sure. What a weird shout out we just did. Thank you so much to our sponsors.
Hey, big ups
Lou
to
Diamond Phillips.
Big ups to Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Any other facts?
Only two. One mix of the song is referred to as I Keep Forgetting to Regulate.
Do they just put Michael McDonald back in?
No, I think they probably just didn't have a name yet. And then the other one. It's not really a fact per se. It's just something I found amusing that the lyrics have been described. I don't know by who, but quote, a surreal pastiche of half-sung lyrics about fighting and fucking.
Yeah, whoa. I believe that.
What a fun
a
summary.
Surreal pastiche. Who, I wonder, what Pitchfork writer described it subtly?
A pastiche. That's a word I've never gotten to say before.
It does feel to me like if it was the night before Christmas, but just
Yeah. And there's one other thing. I guess I'll say it now instead of when the lyric comes up. He says at one point that they're about to make bodies turn cold.
Yes.
And they censored cold.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think on MTV they censored that lyric, and a lot of people were like, "Yo, that's fucking racist," because like Johnny Cash sings about dead people all the time,
Sure.
And no one's ever censored him. Anyway, interesting tidbit about
it seems
racism.
Like such a weird pick for things to censor in this song.
Right.
That's the one description of murder you just tried to censor, because there's a number.
Any of the instances where they refer to women as skirts?
Skirts. I guess maybe we should wait till they come up.
Yeah,
but
that's
I
true.
Have a lot of questions about the slang they use in this
song
that I've never heard before.
This surreal pastiche.
Yeah.
One clip that I pulled out because it came up in my research, and it is when Warren G went on Jimmy Kimmel. They do a mashup week, sort of, where they pair artists who have similar sounding names to perform one of their hits, and they paired Warren G with Kenny G to perform Regulate.
Oh my!
And this
God.
Is what that sounds like. It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. I love it.
I'm not mad at that at all.
This is rap that dads can get into.
They put Kenny G on anything dads can get into.
That's very true.
They love Katy Perry now.
Yeah, Katy G. They pretty much just went, Nate Dogg's dead. Let's get Kenny G in here over his lines.
Good enough.
I don't know how to top that. I feel like we're ready to get into the song.
Let's do it.
Wow. Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mauna. It was a clear black night.
Oh my
regulators!
God! Regulators! Wait, so the regulators part's not from the movie?
No.
Someone just yelled that.
Warren G, I think, yells that. And I don't know why, because that's not a thing that black people were claiming at the time. No. That wasn't like a gang thing where they were like, yo, we out in the streets, we regulators. They made it up themselves thinking it would catch on. It did not.
Is it like being a hall monitor for the streets?
Yeah. The thing is, the phrase, like the word regulators made me think it's like they just keep the status quo.
Right.
But it's like the quote they use seems like it's like they are trying to actually steal stuff.
Or like it's ISIS recruitment, but for like regulators.
I guess.
I don't understand what the fuck this song's supposed to be about so far.
And also, it doesn't, that beat is so good. Mm-hmm. Just get into the song.
Right.
I don't need this weird.
Don't need a montage or a monologue.
Some like hillbilly white dude's voice. It doesn't make any sense.
We damn good too.
It feels like when
geek
rappers.
Off the street.
Yeah,
why?
No geek off the street.
Because that's how you describe people that like want to join your gang.
Yeah,
no geeks allowed.
Sorry,
no
nerd.
It's a jock gang. All regulated jock gang.
Demi founded it.
That's right. I'm the biggest jock there is. If I see a geek, I will be stuffing them into a locker.
Uh-oh.
Regulators!
And that would like, is that like your war cry? Like
yes.
All the like, regulators come out of the woods?
Yeah, mount up too. It's like,
you
let's get on our horses.
This, what is the good with the steel? That's a gun?
Yeah, that's
like
handy
a sword.
With the.
It does sound like
a sword. It very much does.
I feel like
but,
it could be either.
But I mean, I just thinking of the time period that the movie takes place, I'm going to assume it's more of a gun. There's not a lot of Billy the Kid pictures with him waving a sword.
Although, if someone comes to Warren G with a sword, you think he's going to be like, sorry, you got to have a gun? It's like, no, we need a sword guy. It's going to be the only game with a sword.
I bet
guy.
Nate Dogg has a sword in that cane of his. Like,
for sure.
Absolutely, but it's like super pointy.
It's really just the cane sharpened.
Yeah, exactly.
I also, this feels like how rappers are obsessed with Scarface, but they picked a weird insular choice for a movie.
Yeah, like they're only there into it.
Yeah.
It's just a movie that Nate and Warren really like. And
yeah,
they think all the rest
exactly.
of the rappers have it.
It's like no one else is really into this, but they're like, I mean, the song's cool, so keep it going. But regulators?
Also, from the list I just read, there's like no black people in that movie.
Am I wrong? I can't remember any. I don't remember.
This is why they claimed it.
Yeah. Well, no, then they made Posse a little while after that. This is going to be too old of a reference for us,
go
y'all.
For it. We're children.
They made a black Young Guns with Mario Van Peebles and Big Daddy Kane, and I'm trying to remember. There's a bunch of other black people, and then also like Stephen Baldwin.
What?
And it's called Posse.
The blackest of the Baldwins.
I mean, he's got a lot of fatherhood issues, so maybe that's horribly racist. That being said, watch Posse. It's good. That was my point of bringing it up.
That's what they should have quoted.
Yeah, no, they shouldn't. I mean, less people saw it. But
it would have been even cooler if less people saw it. Then a bunch of people go out and see Posse.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Young Guns is, what, 88? This song comes out in 94. That's a pretty big time difference. That is
They've been holding on to this for 6 years. Just like, it'll be fine.
Like, I release a song now that you, like, sample Scott Pilgrim. Like, what the fuck?
That's pretty good move.
Regulator. Oh my god.
Oh no.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Nope. I love his voice on this song.
I mean, yes, you're both correct. I love his voice, and absolutely not. His voice is butter smooth, but
what does he say?
Consume some skirts.
Yes.
Skirts is women?
I'm guessing, but if you're a 1930s like journalist or something, like a beat reporter or a gangster.
A lot of times in the songs where like he calls them dames later, I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Warren G was a time traveler, clearly.
Absolutely.
It was a clear black night. He like also so overpronounces every word.
Which is why I think that like so many of the things that he says in this song I just kind of overlooked for so long. Just being like, I mean, he's got a butter smooth voice. He's saying some cool shit. I can just picture sunglasses real low. His eyes are practically closed.
Yeah. In my head, he looks like Morpheus. Like I don't know why.
Absolutely. It's because it's the way he pronounced. Yeah. The glasses are so tiny. They're like, even if he's wearing them, they're not covering anything except his pupils.
Just the pupils.
Yeah.
It was a clear black night,
okay,
a clear white moon.
I have a massive issue that he's singing in the third person.
Yeah.
Warren G calls himself Warren G. Not I. Not I'm on the streets. Warren G was on the
Warren
streets.
Warren G was on the streets just trying to consume.
Heartbreak. Some skirts.
Consume some skirts.
For
but
the
also
Eve.
Consume. Not not meat, not catch. Not no. like, not even fuck.
Yeah,
just
or like
consume.
Yeah. I think this dude likes to eat clothes.
Yeah.
There are a lot of moments in this song where I think they are just referencing the actual clothing item, a skirt.
Yep.
Where there's a bunch of them on the curb later on. I think that's just going to come up.
Or if it's women, it's like a Buffalo Bill. No, he doesn't eat. It's Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It might be.
But also, he's trying to consume some skirts. For the Eve, so he can get some phones. So he's trying to consume some women to get their phone numbers?
Or he's
their
stealing
phones.
Cell phones.
He's trying to... I feel like it's
the lowest hustle I've ever heard.
Maybe it's like a box top steal. Like, if he eats enough skirts, he'll get sent a phone. He's collecting, like, Lucky Charms box tops. Just like, I'm going to get me a nice Lucky phone.
I'd like to amend my previous assumption. Cell phones were not a thing yet, so this would have been landline phones he was stealing.
He's going to get one of those, like, football phones, like the big lip phone. Or something.
He's gonna get a Juno hamburger.
Gotta send away for it. Yeah.
He's gonna keep consuming until he gets the jackpot of those cell phones.
Rolling in his ride, chilling all alone.
But if we can assume we know what he's saying, which is he's gonna meet some girls so he can get their phone numbers.
Right.
Wait, I think consume is more than meet them.
I mean, yes, but that doesn't make. It's so backwards that way.
Yeah.
If he's like, I'm going to go fuck these girls so they'll tell me their phone number. that is a sexual assault, I'm pretty
it's
sure.
It's like, so pretty good, huh? Why don't you give me those
he's
digits?
He's a virgin.
Yeah.
He's clearly a virgin.
I believe he's a virgin when he says, consume some skirts.
He's like, hey, fellas, you want to squeeze some breasts? Consume some skirts?
I'm definitely going to eat their vaginas. What are we doing?
I'm going to eat the cervix.
I got so many skirts tonight. He just pulls out a bag of skirts. He's like, yeah, look at all the skirts I got tonight. They're like, that's your mom's clothes.
Fellas, we trying to lick some ovaries or
what? I'm already like, what does this have to do with the whole first part of this? You set me up to think you're going to be like telling me how to join the regulator movement. And instead you're just like.
Nope. It does think it's about gang life and it's not. It's not at all. I kind of want to get into the next part.
Let's do it.
Okay, because.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you skirts know what's up.
Oh my god.
213.
Skirts!
Okay. All of you skirts know what's up with 213.
There is no better singing, songing, rapping, whatever you want to call it, voice in hip hop than Nate Dogg.
There
it,
is not.
It just, it sends chills.
Yep.
But this is, at least this line makes sense.
Yes.
Right? He's driving around. He sees some girls. Y'all bitches know what's up.
He's,
I'm not saying it's a nice thing to say, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Except for the skirts line. Again, I don't like your time traveling
they
slang.
They just love the metonymy of being like, every person is one thing that they have. Your phones, your shoes, your skirts.
I call men boxers.
I was about to ask, do they call dudes like pants?
I call my parents hats sometimes if they're wearing hats.
Hey, hat? No, the other one. Hat?
No, hat? Yeah. Sorry, my sister, hat?
Yeah, it's church Sunday. I apologize, everyone's wearing hats. It's really hard to tell you guys apart.
There's so many hats in this building.
I love, too, that he had to find Mr. Warren G, because again, this is pre-cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fun nod to, like, mission. When you just go out to try to find your friends.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Which maybe you grew up with a cell phone or no?
I feel like in high school,
you had a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, no. So I might be the last gen no cell phones in high school.
Yeah.
And even though I think they were out, I think this might just be because I'm from a remote place, but like, that was a whole thing. Trying to find your friends. Like, where
a lot
are
of
they?
Cruising around trying to find your friends. I feel like there was a lot less gunplay involved when I was trying to find my friends. And definitely a lot less of girls noticing me and knowing what was up with 213.
You weren't eating any skirts?
No, I didn't see any skirts. There was a lot of leggings I feel were popular in my time.
Trying
ripped
to consume
jeans.
Some leggings.
Did the girls know what's up with 213 because they're also from 213? Or was like LBC just like a cool fucking place to be from?
I assume that it's because they're in the LBC that they also know what's up with 213.
I think it's also a reference to the group 213
that
Nate Dogg, Warren G, and Snoop Dogg are part of.
They were, I didn't know that.
They were initially that. Then, like, Snoop became solo. They did their thing. And then, like, years later, they released another album as 213.
Oh, my God.
So I think that's their, like, he's like, you know what's up with Nate Dogg.
Right, because I'm a legend around here. I'm fucking Nate Dogg.
I'm Nate Dogg. I'm eating a lot of skirts. You know me. Your parents have warned you to keep your skirts away from me.
Skirt eater. Lock up your skirts. Yeah. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. Is that him saying, like,
don't do meth.
Yeah, like, what? Who's tweaking? Like, ain't no need for him to tweak, or ain't no need for them to tweak?
Yeah, I don't. I'm guessing them. Because they know what's up with 213.
Yeah, that's got to be right. The girls are just like, chill. They're not going to be like, hey, Warren G or Nate Dogg.
Oh my God. Hey, Nate, Dogg. Hi.
Yeah, yeah. Don't need them to freak out.
Wait a second. Nate
I hope
Dogg?
You notice I'm wearing a skirt today. I don't.
Please don't eat it. It's just so expensive.
I just got this skirt.
It's real leather. Please don't eat it.
You know I love a leather skirt.
So wait, you're telling me Nate Dogg with two G's.
Yeah,
sure.
I assume.
Snoop Dogg with two G's.
Sure.
And Warren G, who sounds so much like Snoop Dogg.
One G, though.
We're all in the same group.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and they didn't have a G-based title either. They went numbers-based. Yeah, yeah.
Considering how many, like, nothing but a G thing, like, just have it.
G's.
Lean into it.
The G-boys.
The
G's.
The G-boys.
The G-boys.
No, absolutely not. The G-boys sing a cappella around the fucking garbage can fires with the
just
G-boys
the
do.
Sun
honestly,
they might, this band also might as well do that as well.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. The fucking Regulators. That was such flair.
It was a clear black night. A clear white moon. Wow, that's the punch up. So I hook select on 2-1 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice. So I said, let's do this. I jumped off the rock and said, what's up?
Some brothers pulled some gas. So I said, I'm that
is,
what?
That is so fast.
What?
So
what? What?
So he hooks a left on 2-1 and Lewis.
We
some
need
brothers.
21, we should say.
I'm
that
guessing.
Is
21st Street and Lewis Street.
As we refer to as 2-1 Street.
Yeah, you have to if you got to stretch out the
your
syllables.
Your syllables, yeah. You're trying to fit a rhyme scheme.
As if 21 and Lewis wouldn't fit. It would. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this.
That means he gambled with some guys that were.
Yeah.
Well,
gambling.
When he jumped out, he saw them gambling. And he
like,
said,
yeah.
Hey, let's. I
yeah,
would also,
I'm in.
I okay. would also like to gamble.
Okay.
So we jumped out the ride and said, what's up? Some brother pulled some gats, so I said, I'm stuck.
Just immediately.
What does that mean?
So he jumped out of the car. He said, hey, guys, I would also like to gamble. And they just pulled
they
guns
pulled
on
out
him.
They pulled guns on him, and he's like, oh, shit, I'm in a pickle.
Yeah. Sorry, but he said it out loud. I'm
stuck.
I'm in a pickle.
Oh, I'm stuck. Maybe it's like, I'm stuck up.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm stuck up. Oh, like
I'm
him
in
up.
A stick. Yeah.
I thought he's like, hey, guys, I am pretentious.
Oh, I'm stuck.
Is he, was it a trap?
That's a
was
great
the
question.
Dice game? It happened so fast.
It was a
seems
trap.
Like,
what
a bait.
Lame trap.
Like, let's gamble on the corner, 21st and Lewis.
Look, yeah.
If we know two things about Warren G, it's that he's eating skirts and he loves craps. So we're going to get him.
And he always drives across 21st and Lewis. Wow. Today's so it's the guys boys. That were gambling that pulled the guns.
Yes.
Not like a separate party.
Well, I'm assuming well, it could have been another group that pulled, I guess, like.
Pulled up or something.
But that seems. This is so getting very quick. Complicated.
It was definitely
were they
a
in
setup.
The bushes? Yeah, it seems like.
Maybe it was like some people were about to rob the guys playing dice, and then Warren G comes out, and they're like, oh, okay, this is easier. Let's get him.
Maybe that was already happening. Like, he jumped into the middle of a robbery by
hey,
accident.
Hey, what's up? Hey, oh, look, shit, I'm guys.
Like, wait, you have 30 skirts? You're rich. Let's rob this guy.
The skirt eater over here. He's eating their pockets, too. Get all that money.
I think what happened was, as he jumped out the car, his skirts got closed in the car door. He was like, I'm stuck, shit! And then they
robbed him. Like, duffel of landlines. Okay.
Let's get these phones, boys.
Wow, this escalated so fast.
Within one line.
Like, we've had three verses of just like, yeah, so we're cruising, having fun, fucking girls, you know, and then I got robbed.
I do love that he's just driving around, chilling, and he sees a dice game. He's like, well, I gotta be a part of this. Yeah, all right.
Why wouldn't he say, like, and I knew I was fucked, or I knew I was stuck? Why, so I
he,
said.
He doesn't want to cuss in the song.
Yeah, but so I said.
Yeah, it does seem weird to, like, announce it out loud.
I'm stuck!
Yeah.
Like, that's the last card you want to play when you're in this
hey,
situation.
Look, maybe sometimes you get mugged and you're like, look, if I acknowledge the situation, we'll both agree what's
right.
happening.
You know,
we can go our separate ways.
Pulls a gun up on you and you're like, I'm being
oh,
mugged!
All right, this is a mugging. It's like, sure is. Okay. All right. Cool.
Well, you laid some ground rules down. That's why nobody's getting, you're not getting pistol whipped or whatever. Just like, wait, it's a mugging? Yes, it yeah. is. Here's my wallet.
It's
I appreciate
a mugging.
It.
It's not a hoodwink.
Handshake.
No. It's a negotiation. He's like, all right, I'm being mugged. Mm. You have the control here.
Right.
Let's say I give you 50% of what I got.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to say 75.
It's like all Shark right. Tank.
It's exactly. It's like, all right. Best I can do is 66. All right. Here you go. 66 of what I got. We'll be on our way. I'm going back to this dice game.
66%. That's 14 skirts. And 3 phones.
All
I
right.
like to pretend it's,
7 skirts from me.
He's being held up by Sublime, in my mind. The only other Long Beach band I know.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what could possibly happen next? What a pickle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
Whoa.
This is, I don't know what's happening here, but let me just read the lyrics of this
yeah.
part. Since these girls peeping me, I'm a glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curb. Onto bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a question about the geography of what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's driving, he sees the girl, the girls see him, they go, ah, Nate Dogg. They hit the curb.
They crash.
They crash the car because they're so terrified of Nate Dogg.
They're so horny. They're like,
oh, they're so horny. Well, they slip off the seat and their foot is stuck on the gas pedal.
My leather skirt.
Yeah.
That's so slippery.
And he turns and sees his friend Warren G being robbed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all happening within eyesight of each other.
I think it's like he is slowly driving behind Warren G, and he's having a completely different scenario. Warren G's parked. He's about to turn the corner as well, and then some women spot Nate Dogg and are so horny they crash.
Right.
And he's like, all right, well, I can do better than this. And then he also follows around the corner.
I think this is two separate locations because Nate Dogg says, on to bigger, better things. So I think he like drives away from that situation and then, oops, happens upon this robbery or mugging or murder. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But how quickly, how far could he possibly drive? This robbery is not
maybe
a 10-minute robbery.
It might be an unreliable narrator. These timelines are at the same time.
I want to believe that Nate Dogg's telling the truth. He's never lied before.
What? Someone just tried to FaceTime me. Sorry,
you can't
folks.
Surprise
was Nate,
FaceTime.
Was it Nate Dogg?
It was the ghost of Nate
he
Dogg.
He wants to set the record straight.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on the other side of Lewis Street.
I was at 20th and Lewis. Yeah.
Well, he has to be relatively close
yeah.
to make it to his friend in the time span of a robbery.
Yeah. He's
right?
Yes.
Robbery's
so
last a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And robbery's very
be.
Fast.
His mission was about to be like completely
he was
successful.
Like, I'm going to. Run a train? Nah, I'm gonna go find my friend.
Yeah.
What a good also, friend.
The thing is, he would have run a train if they hadn't been so horny they crashed.
Because
yeah. he says, on to bigger, better things than some horny tricks.
Also, is the
So why are you mad that they're horny?
I don't
why know. Why is that what's spoiling this fun for you?
I think Nate Dogg doesn't fuck fans. That's what I'm getting from
this. Oh, wow. Are they fans or are they hookers? Like, he can't really...
You went from girl... Like, they were... girl. They were skirts a minute ago. Now they're hookers.
Yeah, and then they're horny tricks.
Right.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm a glide and swerve. So since they were looking at him, he's like, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, maybe. I didn't even catch that. That's
since these girls peeping me, I'm a glide and swerve.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, I'm out because these girls are looking at me.
He wants the chase of it all.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. He's like, Nate Dogg's playing hard to get. Yeah.
I need more about Nate Dogg's motive in this song.
His motive seems to be he only wants to fuck people that aren't
into him. Huh. Oh, that's not great. No. Yeah.
I would also say, okay, maybe I'm giving them way too much credit here, but these hookers looking so hard they straight hit the curb could be interpreted, I don't know if hard is used in this way, but like they were ugly. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah, but they were so ugly they can't drive. They were so ugly that
no, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make
sense. Also, it does then call them some horny tricks, so it suggests like, oh, they were very, very into him.
You know how rappers are so opposed to horny women.
Yeah. I don't that at all.
Well, it was still early, like in the rap canon, so maybe he was like trying to make this the thing.
And then the very next time in a rap, they're like, you know what? I don't think that that's realistic.
Yeah, I like to fuck multiple horny women at the same time. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with this dude. So then he sees suckas all in his mix.
My homie and some suckas all in his mix.
Is that, have you ever said that before when someone's like suckas in your mix?
I have never said it. I have heard it.
Okay.
I will say, if I was talking about horny tricks and I needed a rhyme, I would definitely say it.
Straight in his shit. Up in his shit.
Hey, they don't want to cuss on the song.
All in his biz.
Very true. This is a very clean song.
Aside from all the hookers and horny tricks.
The horniness and the murder.
Yeah.
It, like, it's pretty radio friendly.
There it is, which is so strange.
Also, if you switch out tricks from being like referring to a woman to being like an actual like trick. Yeah. It sounds like fellatio or something.
It's one of those tricks where it's like, pick a card. Oh, your pants are off.
Wow. No, I just call like having sex at all a horny trick.
Watch as
check this out.
Watch as I raise the snake from its basket.
You sing a song while you get an erection.
Yeah.
Also, how did they go from if I'm not mistaken, a trick is the dude who is using the services of a prostitute.
How
do they go from hookers to horny tricks?
I thought that a trick was
like a hooker turns trick
himself.
No, a hooker turns tricks.
You're right.
You're right. This doesn't make sense language wise.
Yeah. Nate, this is all falling apart.
I don't think either of these dudes had like a good grasp of slang based on the skirt.
Not
thing.
Really.
No, but he's about to call them dames in a little bit.
Holy
fine.
Shit!
Yeah.
They were walking with their gams.
I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking more than 12. They took my rings. They took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They
got
I'm robbed getting his jacked. Ass.
I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings. They took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
I will say wearing your wealth on your body is probably a mistake.
Sure. You wanna, I mean, I get you. You keep them like locked up or whatever, your nice jewelry, but at some point you gotta
flaunt them.
Yeah, or else why own them?
I guess that's true.
But I feel like there's better locations. Like, don't take it to a
group. Wear your Rolex on your ankle.
If you're going to play dice, don't be like, all right, it's time to flex the Rolex.
Put my Rolex on. I'm going to go try to meet strangers on the street for gambling. Maybe I'll leave the Rolex at home. I keep the Timex or the Casio when I'm doing that.
He kind of walked into that a little bit, Warren. But also, what's I'm breaking myself?
Oh, but that's old slang, like the rappers say, break yourself. And that means give me your shit.
Oh, okay.
So that's like the other side. I've never heard anyone say it from the other side.
Yeah, a lot of this is like,
I interpret it to mean like he was having an emotional breakdown. He's like, I'm breaking up, guys. I can't handle this.
He probably is. He does say, damn, what's next? Like he's afraid of... Like they're gonna take his manhood. Yeah.
I do love that he says, "Damn, what's next to them?" It's like, what else do you want from me, huh?
Gosh.
Well, he's like, "What other money do you have?"
Yeah, it's like, "What else do you?"
I think it's pretty obvious what we would like, sir.
Yeah. We're gonna take everything that's worth something. Probably your car. I'm guessing.
Yeah, give me your
that's
car
true.
Keys.
He still got his car.
Yeah,
and he probably parked an eye shot.
I can't believe
he hopped out and was immediately robbed. The car's right there.
They're gonna.
What's
get
next?
It.
Are you gonna take my nice car? Do you want these keys? Is that what you want? You want these keys?
Do you want my mansion at the 21st and Lewis Street?
You want my apartment at 212?
Okay, I mean that was pretty self-explanatory. He's in the middle of getting robbed, and he's described.
I love the phrasing of "I can't believe they're taking Warren's wealth."
But again, the third person.
But he flips so many times because it's like I can't believe they're taking Warren's wealth. Not, yeah. I can't believe they're taking my wealth.
Or Warren can't believe they're taking Warren's wealth.
Okay, I'm breaking myself, I think, is a psychotic break based on that. Yeah. Switching between first and third person.
Well, now he's in Fight Club shit where he's
the same fucking line. Mm. I think he robbed himself.
He might have.
I think Nate Dogg found him punching a wall.
Nate Dogg comes up on the scene and is like, oh, hey, what's going on?
Why are you wearing all those skirts?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
Oh my god!
I love the way he like triples up on like, can I ever see them? Yeah.
Can I ever see them? Yeah. Okay, going I think straight. What he said was they got my homie hemmed up and they all around, which can we just say hemmed up when he's mentioned skirts twice? I'm not convinced they're not seamstresses.
They might be.
Can't none of them see him. What?
Can't none of them see them. Can't none of them see him if they go in straight pound for pound.
What?
So basically, they can't see him if they're punching him
What they're saying is, what he's saying is, he could take any of them in a straight up fist fight, but it's six of them on one. So like he's just saying like, oh man, Warren could take these guys if they were fighting a fair fight. But also, they're not fighting at all. They have guns.
That's true.
Not even part of it. Has never been a fight.
Right. Fists were not involved.
Never
in this
been
at
thrown.
Any
no one's thrown a punch.
But if they were,
yeah.
And it was one-on-one, Warren would win.
What about the guys that are playing die? Like,
are they still playing? Are there still so many guys?
I have to assume it is the same guys, or else they'd just be sitting there like, oh shit, this is crazy. This is wow, damn.
Also, listen, no spoilers, but I'm pretty sure this is a plot line of This Is Us.
Really?
I think they get robbed at a dice game.
Oh, man.
I think this is a plot line of This Is Us.
What if this is the same? Like, that's the twist at the end of the series. It's like, it was Warren G. I believe it.
Yeah, Warren G turns out to be Sterling K. Brown's dad in the thing. Yeah.
And Andy Moore plays Nate Dogg.
Warren G. Brown.
They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. What does that mean?
If it's, they want to
steal the money fast before they make some jokes.
I also feel like I'm just doing old slang translation for the song.
I have
you
genius.
Are, you really are.
I honestly
I'm
just
on
like,
genius right now.
Yeah.
They have nothing for me.
Yeah. Genius is like post 1995. They didn't have. You'd have to go to like online hip hop lyric archive or something. The rest of you people would not know about. That being said, what
great
come
live
up
journal.
Is come up is coming. Yeah. Warren G's live journal is a very descriptive
resource,
about this night. Yeah. The come up is he's like you want to come up on his money. I want his money. But and before they start like. But I thought he said I'd better come up before they start the clown. Meaning I better go help. Before they shoot him.
They might
they
have. Genius up. Leads they? Me straight often. Okay.
No, I think it's definitely they want to come up real quick.
They want to come up. Yep.
Wow. I don't know what the start
to it might be
means.
A. There might be a like a punctuation issue.
Yeah.
They want to come up real quick in a sentence. Before they start the clown, I better pull up my strap
right.
And lay
the busters
down.
Sense.
They've already led us astray with the breaking the line. I think they're doing it again.
You better pull out his gun and lay them busters down.
Chris, I'm so happy you're here.
I don't know how you guys have even listened to this song and gotten anything
from
it.
I'm telling you, I have it.
Yeah.
I
was
this
like,
is a new world.
There's some story going here. We'll figure it out on air.
Yeah.
So he's saying, I got to shoot them all. Wow.
Yeah.
That would just logistically, I don't know how they've got him surrounded, but I'm like, how would he shoot them and
not
his
him?
Friend?
Yeah, his friend's surrounded.
He's a sharpshooter.
With a strap?
He's a young gun.
With a, okay, strap's a type of gun?
Yeah, strap's
it's just any
slang
gun.
For gun. Yeah.
Oh, it could be any gun?
Yeah.
So he could be a sniper rifle.
It could be. He probably pops that trunk, sniper rifle comes out, put the cane down, sniper rifle comes
out.
Maybe the cane is
he has to adjust
rifle.
His tiny sunglasses so he can look over into the scope.
Warren is like fully getting robbed in the process that it takes like for him to just adjust
just
the scope and shit.
So, do the windage and shit, they gotta take it over.
I think maybe his cane is a sniper rifle. He just pops the sight on.
Yeah, and then
three more tiny lenses pop
yeah. Like fucking Spy Kids?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's exactly like Spy Kids. This is where they got the idea for Spy Kids.
And then Warren goes on to say,
they got guns to my head. I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. I contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate. If I had wings, I would fly.
Was he trying to sing? What was that one?
He was definitely trying to sing.
And he gives up very quickly.
Yeah,
before the end of the line.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the surreal pastiche part. I'm starting to understand that quote.
They got guns to my head. I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly. Let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
What would he be contemplating? What he would do with those wings?
If he had wings, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I would fly out of here. I'd fly to visit my mom. I'd fly over to Wendy's.
Yeah. I imagine he's going to fly over a lot of, like, clothing lines. Shirts.
Yeah. Snatch
backyards.
Some more skirts.
Yeah. I imagine these wings are made of skirts. It's just some weird contraption he has on his back.
They're just denim skirt after
been able to sew together a parachute.
Wow. And then I glanced in the cut. What is the cut?
I think it's just
alleyway,
like,
or something?
I looked over there is essentially what he's saying. Yeah. Lay back in the cut is a expression. Just means like I'm I don't know. It's just him saying, I looked over there. It's just a cooler way of saying it.
Yeah.
If he had said, I looked over there and I saw my homie Nate, the song would fall apart. Yeah. It fits, but it's not cool.
I wish he'd been more specific. Like, I looked over my car and in the dark alley behind it, my homie Nate stood.
So this is turning into like one of those, like, stories that Snoopy would write. It was a dark and stormy night story.
Yeah, it's like a young adult novel. That's what I'm really craving here.
My favorite part of this verse is, I can't believe it's happening in my own town. Ugh. Like, he's like, anywhere else but the LBC, I could expect this.
Yeah. Well, because he, like, fancies himself the king, if Nate Dogg's storyline with the women is any indication.
Sure.
Yeah. They're like, we run this place.
Right.
Have you not heard of us?
I think
the G-Boys.
I think the G-Boys are really realizing that they are a couple of nerds that love Young Guns, and every time they hit the streets, they're just getting fucking taken down.
Oh, it's these Young Guns loving motherfuckers. Let's get them.
That's why they put the geeks thing in the top. They're projecting.
Exactly.
Oh my God, guys.
They're not the regulators. The people they are being robbed by are the regulators.
Yeah. It's those fucking Young Gun guys again. Mount up, boys.
Oh my God.
Regulators!
There's still so much left.
What I do love about this, well, I mean, I'll say this after the next verse.
Okay.
Because Nate Dogg goes on to say,
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Oh my God. My God. They keep trying to be like, we're the regulators. And it's so obvious to me now, they are not.
Even if they were, Nate Dogg is the regulator.
Warren G didn't have to regulate shit.
This is Warren G's song, and he had the guy who's on the feature come in and be the hero. He's like, I got robbed. I feel so pathetic. I wish I could fly.
Warren G won back his own shit and nothing else. That was a zero-sum game.
Absolutely.
Except now they have like 16 body counts against
him. Let's figure there's at least six people that Nate Dogg just murdered, right? Just cold-blooded murdered in the smoothest voice I've ever heard murder happen, by the way. What's the move? You put him in the trunk? Do you just leave him on the curb?
Leave him on the curb.
I guess.
Get the dice and run.
Was this pre-DNA?
I feel like 94 is post-OJ?
I think it's as OJ's happened.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
No, OJ was like 95?
95, maybe? Yeah.
Listen,
I don't know about DNA. I don't know about DNA, but I know that Nate Dogg is a goddamn psychopath.
Yeah.
Because he didn't even try to go, like, shoot one in the air, make some noise, scare him off like it's a skunk or something.
Nope. Right.
Just straight to murder.
Yeah.
Straight to murder. I think he was craving a murder this
I think
night.
That's why
he didn't fuck.
Why he was trying to. He's like, can't fuck until he murders, which is why the rest of the song goes the way it does.
he's
a goddamn sexual
sadist.
I'll be
back after I regulate.
Hey, listen, we're not kink shaming, but if you have to murder to
first,
come.
First, I'm going to
kink shame.
Maybe you don't come.
Yeah. Maybe you don't get to come.
Maybe you don't get to come. They drop it in yelling.
It's a tad bit late.
Also, I'm so mad that Nate Dogg has now picked up this third person affliction. He was doing so well until this point.
I love him saying it's a tad bit late. Like, he didn't just murder someone. He's talking like he's like a British person. It's a tad bit late in the evening.
Yeah. Well, I think he's saying, like, it's too late to yell. You're already dying.
But also,
still
did he go over and finish them off? Because, like, at this point, they're alive. Like, if they're yelling, they haven't died yet.
He just started a gang war. Is what he did. The regulators versus the real regulators.
I like to think maybe he's just shooting them with like a water gun or something, and they're like, hey, what the fuck is this? Like,
you said straps any gun.
Yeah, yeah. They were also holding up Warren G with a water gun. Like, oh, please don't get me my skirts wet.
The suede.
They drop it. Also, like, if you're yelling and it's a tad bit late to yell, did you want them to yell before you shot them?
Yeah.
But you know what? Nate Diggity D.
Nate Diggity D.
And Warren Jiggity G had to regulate. And then instrumental interlude.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to lead us into like the only bridge is section.
Right. You get a little bit of some people are murdered, and it's like, all right, ooh, everybody, take a breath.
Yeah.
Now we'll Kenny come back G's to the not story. On the song.
Oh, but he will be.
Yes.
Right after Nate Dogg dies.
It's a tad bit late.
Yes.
Busters down, I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freedom. You won't stop. Nope. Sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
I laid all them busters down. I let my gat explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you want skirts.
It's insane. The sociopathy that it takes to murder six people and go, oh, wait, pussy. And then just.
I forgot.
I forgot about. Yeah, yeah. It's insane.
What was his motive for leaving in the first place then? It was just the murder thing.
I'm assuming.
He was like, I'll find them eventually. And then when he saw that going on, he's like, all right, let's switch into murder mode. And then I was like, all right, now that's done with. Freak mode.
I can finally get my freak on.
Time to fuck.
Holy shit, but again, I cannot believe this.
What he found is a gang of, what he left was, if you're looking for skirts, I left a gang of those over there in the curb, is that the right one?
A gang of hoes.
If you want skirts, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of hoes over there.
Oh,
I
thought it was a gang of those.
It sounds like those.
Because that means maybe he did just leave a pile of skirts over there. Again, we're just back to, he's like, if you're looking for skirts, I did just leave some over there.
I left them, I used the skirts to cover up those bodies.
Just a patchwork of skirts covered in blood.
If you want skirts, sit back and observe. Who is he talking to?
I guess he's talking to Warren, who I can only assume is too covered in piss to be thinking about fucking anybody.
He absolutely pissed himself.
There's no way he didn't.
I think he might have shit himself, too, to be honest.
Probably.
There's a little piss and poo in his pants.
Well, that's why he's wearing a skirt, so it could just fall out of the bottom.
Thank God I wore a skirt, so I pissed my leg.
It's also funny, too, that like he didn't start this by saying, like, oh, now that those guys are dead, I can fuck. He just reiterates, like, so I shot a lot. But he says, I let my gat explode, which to me sounds like his hand exploded.
Yeah, like it backfired.
Yeah,
it
right.
also sounds like he wasn't really aiming, which means Warren should have died.
100%.
Yeah, he got lucky.
Yeah, I thought maybe he was the one screaming and yelling on the curb.
Like, I can understand why Warren would be horny as hell right now. He's like, I just died. I would be so fun to come right now. But for Nate to be
I got to be honest with you. I don't know that I have that
like a near-death
logic.
Experience. You like, think he's going to be like, ooh,
man.
Maybe I don't understand sex, but isn't that people like autoerotic asphyxiation?
Maybe, but I think it's like I don't think it's the same type of thing.
Okay. Right. Well, because I think there's like control. You have control over that
okay.
as opposed to having a gun in your face.
So now they're like, all right, guys, let's go fuck.
Yeah, they do not waste any time going back to like, all right, it's time to fuck.
Now, Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, because it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Holy shit, this really is two lame kids from high school that don't have any friends writing a rap song together.
Yeah, I legit think back up, because it's on means he's about to come, and you need to back up so you don't get come on.
Back up. You're in the splash zone. Now, Nate got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, because it's on. N-A-T-E and me, the Warren to the G.
Okay, that was so many words to say nothing.
Yeah, it is just like,
Nate
all
likes
right.
girls. I also like girls. His name's Nate. I'm Warren. That's all it says.
Nate got the freaks, and that is true.
In my head, they're like, arms are crossed, and they're back to back.
Yeah. At like one of those photo studios at the mall, like, with laser beams behind them.
Exactly.
I can't get over the fact that this is a song written by Warren G, where he's making himself seem lame. It's like, Nate got all the girls.
And
I
he
got,
saved your ass.
Yeah. I got robbed, and now, you know, I'm going to go back into that mindset.
Right. I was actually, just so you know, I was gonna fuck before I got robbed.
Yeah. And again, he was trying to get phones. That was his end goal. The only thing he wanted was phones.
Yes.
Trying to get that hamburger phone.
He was like, not a Nokia. Ooh, a Sony Ericsson. All right, this I can do.
I think it was just like pink, brown, beige. Woo! Banana. And then what? Like, okay, they already fucked. They're about to fuck.
I think they're back into trying to get
some
women.
Well, they did was go back to the horny trick.
Okay. Yeah.
They went back to the corner.
The ones he left on the curb, I left a gang of hoes over there on the curb, are the horny tricks.
30 yes. seconds ago.
Sorry about that. Also, I can't help but believe that they at least heard the gunshots if did not see the murder.
They
and those girls just waited?
Yes. I believe they saw Warren G get robbed, and then he's just like, "Ooh, that was crazy, right? So, ladies."
Also, they were in a car. Is it parked? Or are they just going to find them? They hit the curb.
The car's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they at least blew
so
out a tire.
So they're still standing there waiting for AAA.
Yes.
Yeah. And they heard a bunch of gunshots and were like, "Yeah, we should probably hang out and see what happened there." So, like, Nate comes back and lets us know what's the 213.
Maybe it's a Long Beach thing. Maybe everyone gets horny about murder.
Maybe they also were just like, "No, that's definitely Nate's gun. We're fine. He's going to be so Nate horny after this. We'll be fine."
That's his cane sniper rifle. I'll recognize that anywhere. He's going to have those tiny glasses back on.
He always yells, "Break yourself before shooting."
Well, they clearly yell regulators before they come, right? Clearly, regulators!
And then they high five.
Yeah. And they still have their pants on. They've
just
definitely not.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate.
They literally are waiting.
But Nate Dogg and the G Child were in need of something. Sexy James. As hell, I said, "Ooh, I like your size." She said, "My chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride?"
Oh my god.
So the lyrics for this part are, okay. Just like I thought, they were in the same spot and needed some desperate help.
I was kidding about the AAA thing.
Yeah, no, they were.
But that's spot on.
Yeah.
It also implies they might be injured. Like, you don't desperately need help for a car, like a car accident unless somebody's bleeding.
Right.
Yeah,
Someone's seriously fucking hurt.
Right.
But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. So they were like, "I don't give a fuck about that."
Pause.
Yeah.
He's G-Child now?
He sure is. He's Warren to the G. He's Mr. Warren G, and he's the G Child.
You have a dog.
Yep.
You had a lot of different names for your dog, right?
This is a great point.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have the same for myself or my friends.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, but your friends aren't your dogs.
I'm not like, "Hey, Demi, baby G." Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
glad. Can we please call him baby G from now?
Baby G.
Baby, don't call me baby D.
Baby G. No, it does sound like you got a little dick.
Yeah, nobody wants
and
that.
And I don't.
Yeah, he adjusted a tie really, really abruptly.
I brought a tie just to adjust.
He put it on, adjusted it, took it back off.
So these fucking assholes are like, "Hey, ladies, you look like you're in desperate need to help. That's too bad. I want to fuck."
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nice. Love these guys. Real allies.
You're in need of desperate help. I'm in need of getting my dick sucked.
Yeah. And, so let's work out an arrangement. It feels like a real, like, quid pro quo situation.
Yeah.
One of them dames was sexy as hell, so I was like, "Ooh, nice figure."
Yeah. "Ooh, I like your size."
Yeah.
That's not a thing you should say to a woman, ever.
No. Size? No.
Size?
You're beautiful. But also not in this situation.
I like your vibe.
They were not concerned. They were just like, "Look, I'm just going to say what's on my mind. I like your size."
No, sorry.
Also, you
Ooh.
Know.
I like your size.
If you look, catcalling's bad, but if it was in the most beautiful voice you've ever
Ooh,
heard.
"Ooh, I like your size."
Does it change it at all if it's Nate Dogg's voice?
You know, I would say a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a fraction of a percent.
Yeah, I'm not saying, it's going from 1.5 to 1.7.
Right, but I do think that if I was like walking and some guy was like, "Ooh, I like your size," I'd be like, "That's funny."
That is funny. So you're in a cat call, harmonize.
Yeah.
If you sound good, right. And you're not saying anything explicit,
it's a little funny.
If you can walk around with like a vocoder.
You know what I'm saying? It's way less threatening.
Sure.
So if someone did that, I at least could be like, "Ha, no fucking way, thanks, man."
Yeah.
I don't feel like, "I'm scared."
Yeah, you don't run immediately.
If someone goes, "Ooh, I like your size," I'm like, "You're fucking weird,
I love the way that he says, "In some need of some desperate help."
Yeah.
It's because they don't have enough syllables.
Yeah.
They're just killing time.
Something else.
The one that really got me is, "And you seem nice. Would you let me ride?"
Yeah. She said, "My car's broken down and you seem real nice. Would you let me ride?"
I don't think she said that.
I like to imagine she did. I like this has become like a Mamma Mia style musical where they're all singing for no reason. But also, he does not seem real nice. You know he just murdered several people.
And 30 seconds ago, for no reason, he was like, "Bah, bitch!" Yeah. And now he's back.
Yeah.
He saw that crash. Yeah. He saw your car break down, left, killed people, came back, said, "Ooh, I like your size." And you were like, "Oh, you're a gentleman."
Yeah.
How bad are the dudes in Long Beach?
Oh, she's damaged. She's got some real serious problems.
Only three options in Long Beach are Nate Dogg, Warren G, or the guys playing craps who rob anybody.
Or
rob you as soon as you show up.
Sublime.
Right.
Yeah, also Sublime.
And they're not interested.
I would take Nate Dogg over any guy in Sublime. Yeah. Let's be real.
Sure. I would take the dog from Sublime. Is there a dog in that band?
Yeah, you could fuck it.
No. Okay.
I'm just kidding, folks. We don't fuck animals. Should we take an ad break?
Sure. Let's take an ad break on We Don't Fuck Animals. And we're back. Still not fucking animals.
I just thought it'd be a great tie into the sponsor, whoever they are. Just kidding. Just
I hope it's like PETA.
Yeah.
Our sponsor doesn't fuck animals.
Hey.
So then what? Wait, there's only two lines left before another instrumental interlude.
Yeah.
I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
Oh my.
The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Oh.
By the way.
He held that note for so much longer.
Yeah, he doesn't say motel. He says motel because he runs out of breath before he gets out. Motel.
I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
Swell. It's going real swell.
Yeah.
You are a murderer.
He's a murderer and a time traveler.
Traveler, yeah.
This is where fucking D.B. Cooper disappeared to after he
jumped out that airplane.
Yeah.
Also, I thought only one of them names was sexy as hell, but now you've all the girls came.
He has all the girls. I don't think Warren G is in the car, by the way. I don't think Warren G got anything out of this.
He left him at the curb. He's waiting for AAA. He's back with another car.
It's like, don't worry, I'll wait with the car.
I'll take care of this.
The next stop is the East Side Motel.
Real classy joint.
Is that a real place, do you think?
I mean, probably, but not like intentionally.
There is no actual establishment on the east side of Long Beach called the East Side Motel. However, the east side of Long Beach does have a variety of pleasant motels to choose from should you find yourself on a motor adventure. Anyway.
Well, you didn't finish it. Through what, in spite of its reputation as the Long Beach ghetto, is actually a charming seaside town.
Yeah.
Someone from Long Beach wrote that.
Well, also, maybe Nate Dogg, because he says swell now, so maybe he also says it's a charming seaside town.
This was the last thing he did before he died. He's updated his genius. Wow, okay.
Still have the Wikipedia.
I cannot get over how much he sounds like just like a guitar with tremolo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's supposed to be vibrato, but there's just like,
it's kind of nice.
It goes on. Can you just play how long that goes on for? Swell and Motel.
I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
6 seconds.
The next stop is the East Side Motel.
9 seconds.
Motel goes for a full like bar and a half.
9 seconds.
Yeah.
You can't even really hear him. And he's like, I'm going to keep singing.
I think he was low key
trying to flex his voice.
He was.
That was not low key at all. He's like, I'm going to get a singing career out of this.
It feels like Warren G did his part and then was like, Nate Dogg's going to come in and do his part normal. And Nate's like, no, I'm going to. Yours is embarrassing.
Also, did Nate Dogg ever release an album of his own?
I do not know.
I feel like he's only on feature.
That's the only thing I know of, yeah.
Wait, he had Never Leave Me Alone.
Never Leave Me Alone.
No?
I don't know.
Oh, I love that song because in my head I have the lyrics changed to Every dog is a boy. Every dog is a boy.
Again, very deep look inside your psyche.
Sure.
With that.
Cats are all girls. Every turtle's a boy.
Anyway, Never Leave Me Alone is great.
I feel like we just breezed over Every Turtle's a Boy.
Yeah.
What else is only boys?
Every snake is a girl.
Oh,
I don't like that
snakes
connotation.
Are boys.
No, snakes are girls.
Snakes are boys, lizards are girls.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Snakes are always boys.
Every gecko's a boy.
That's true, but that's just a fact.
Yeah, all of these are facts.
Yeah.
I thought you said all bees. I was like, wait, I'm lost now. All bees are facts.
No, actually, all bees do not subscribe to the gender binary.
Okay. Yeah, all bees are non-binary. Are
fluid, aside from queens, because they are women.
Queen's kind of a non-binary term.
Yeah. Okay. You can definitely be a... Yeah.
We're reclaiming
Freddie Mercury.
It. Yeah. Anyone can be a queen. Don't let someone tell you different, kids.
So you'd think that after what Nate Dogg has said, Warren G would come in and say what he has been doing, like how he's been having sex with all these women.
Right.
Nope, he drops it and is like, let me tell you about the genre we're singing.
Oh my God.
I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk. On a whole new level. The rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
I think that's maybe my favorite verse.
Yeah.
They should have just kept telling the story, which is so scattershot that it goes from we were hanging out to there was a robbery in progress to I killed
mass
them
murder.
To now we're horny again.
Right.
I thought he was going to tell us how they fucked.
No.
You would think. No, we never find out. Don't think they did.
This
Wait,
is the coda.
Does it ever revisit that?
Nope.
Absolutely not.
No.
Oh my God.
This is literally
God.
Them just talking about G-funk as a genre.
As a genre of music that I don't believe they fully understand.
No.
Because I don't know what the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble could possibly mean.
The rhythm
are
the
we
bass
in the
bass. No.
Yeah, are we in the upside down? Like, what is, I don't...
I can take you on a time traveling machine yeah. and got yeah. all your shit fucked up. It's I... Like... want to listen to him say, I'm tweaking.
I'm tweaking.
I'm tweaking. I'm tweaking.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened is Nate Dogg left him on the curb so he got some meth yeah. while he's waiting to kill some time with
right,
that car.
Right, because I've never heard tweaking used outside of like fucked
absolutely
up on drugs.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Never.
So he's like,
or like tweaking a thing.
Right, like
but like as a person. Yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
And they use it multiple times in the song because of that scene, a car full of girls ain't no need to tweak.
Yeah, yeah.
But neither time in this song is it a drug reference.
Frankly, ooh. I don't know if I don't know the slang or if they didn't.
I think he's saying, like, I'm so high off of G-Funk.
Tweaking, it says...
Into a
yeah,
whole
into a whole
that's what Genius says, too. Tweaking usually means to get high on crystal meth. Here, Warren G uses it to describe the hallucinatory high of his new musical discovery. G-Funk.
New musical
G-Funk
discovery.
Step to this, I dare ya.
Did he invent this genre?
Certainly. Well, I mean, G-Funk, isn't that also what, like, Dre was doing
yeah,
on fucking...
it's like Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
and
the
three
Chronic
years before,
was like
Chronic
the big, yeah.
Was the yeah, launch so
far from inventing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely
not.
Maybe early adopter.
Also, they claimed he discovered it, so maybe it's like Columbus style, where like a bunch of people are already doing
yeah.
it, and then he just oh, I discovered it too.
Oh my God!
He
I
says a whole new era, like a whole three years after the next episode,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is, again, really reaffirming this time traveler thing.
Yeah. He doesn't have any concept of, like, it's almost like he forgot the song he was making.
Yeah.
100%.
And so now he's just going to start saying some other shit.
Because, like, I'll say, like, the first two, as disjointed as they may be, at least have, like, he transitions us. He's
right.
like, so I shot some guys and then I was horny again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly they're like, yo, we went to the motel and then this song's great, right?
Yeah. You know what I think is happening?
It's
I would love
insane.
It so much more better if he had just said, the song's great, right?
Hey, so the song I'm singing right
and now.
This song is a hit. It's going to be big. Number one on the radio.
It could have just ended all. Also, isn't it like we're already at like what?
We're almost
it
done.
It could have ended when they said Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It would have been long
kind
enough.
Kind of makes sense for us.
There
like, yeah.
or Eastside Motel could
yeah.
have cut.
Here's what I think is happening. Every time they have a musical interlude, Nate Dogg has to be the one to get it back on track
right.
because he was the one who came in last time because Warren G forgets what's going on. But there's too much time.
That's
so
me in this podcast.
Yeah.
He's like
I'm a gold, Nate Dogg.
He's like a goldfish.
No, you're the Warren G.
Yeah.
So then when it's like, all right, Warren, you have this part. All right, yeah. tell him what happened next. He's like, I'm tweaking.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It sounds like a clip from a movie. That doesn't sound like his voice at all.
Right.
No.
I'm tweaking.
It's very Slick Rick. Like,
yeah.
it's him telling a story.
Yeah.
But it's also just this, like, the rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble.
That feels like I'm fucking high, man.
Yeah.
That
feels like something you'd come up when you're super high and you're like, whoa, do you guys get it?
Yeah.
They're
get
actually
it?
Tweaking. The
yeah.
G-Funk got them so high that they're just like, we can say anything. Like, what's rap?
That's the bonus
yeah.
part of-
also, that's a good question because I think he stops rhyming, like, halfway through this and into the next part.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not really rhyming anymore.
It also... okay, so I'll play the next part.
Oh, yeah,
part
level
because...
rhymed with nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, the treble.
Treble.
Okay,
yeah,
sung by a different person.
The next part is, it gives me pause
well, yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
what Warren G is just says is straight up wrong.
Right.
He says,
chords, strings, we brings melody, G-funk, where rhythm is life and life is rhythm.
Okay,
what?
So rhythm is multiple different things,
because
he says G-funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm, but rhythm is the
bass.
And
the bass,
and bass
is
the treble. So really, the rhythm is the treble.
Okay, I have heard only one person sound like this, and it's a man under an overpass that was next to my car.
Sure.
Truly, that it's the only explanation for this.
This is a very Snoop delivery, too.
Right.
It's very, like, it's like Snoop and Slick Rick had a baby. It's that very smooth sort of thing, where he's talking up.
I
in
can't.
The, very breathy.
This is the funniest song I think we've ever done. I had no idea. I thought the whole thing was about fucking and murder.
No,
right.
yeah.
Well,
this
it
is
was.
Blowing the roof off.
Even
Chords.
The fact that it's not, it's like, it
Chords.
Switches between Strings. Fucking and murder.
That to me, I'm like, okay, it's just kind of a silly song. But then once they get into like describing the song as it's happening, Chords, Strings, we brings melody.
To have a mid-sentence rhyme of brings with strings is so weird.
Yeah. It's also completely grammatically incorrect for it's the first time in the song. It's also
factually incorrect. He does not sing chords on this song.
Right.
Nate Dogg does. There is not no one string.
Hey, to be fair, you cannot sing a chord with one vocal.
Sure.
Right.
A chord is three notes.
Although Nate Dogg feels like he is because he's got that like chorus backing him up or like the double on his voice. But then, okay, we brings melody. He doesn't. He's the one talking. If Nate Dogg said this, I'd be like, maybe. Okay.
I'm also going to pick up on with strings, because that usually refers to a stringed instrument that you play with a bow.
Not one on this song.
No, I don't think
the only string
anywhere.
I think on here is a bass, and that's not how we talk about bass. We're like, hey, hit the strings, boys.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the fuck? What the fuck? Why did they try to flex on music in terms they don't fully understand?
Also, I like that they have a mid-sentence rhyme, but not a end sentence. Like, it's so weird to go, what is it, strings, we bring.
Melody. And then ignore it.
And then, yeah, nothing. We're
and then the next line doesn't rhyme. It's G-Funk. Where rhythm is life and life is rhythm.
I cannot stand the way they say that.
Rhythm life and life is rhythm.
This is absolutely.
I feel like I'm at a really scary TED Talk.
This is NPR.
Yeah.
He absolutely forgot that they were writing a song as soon as the interlude finished, and he was like, I have one rhyme, it's Era and Daria, and the rest I'm just going to sort of go.
Do you think they just freestyled this in studio and that's how we ended up here?
I would believe it.
Yeah, I think they like just got really high and thought this was deep.
Absolutely. This entire thing speaks like they were high and they were just not able to focus on one thing.
I would also like to add from the behind the lyrics or whatever on Genius, they recorded it in a closet, which sounds like something high people would definitely do.
Yes.
Like you would tweak out and just go in a closet and record the song.
Oh my God, that actually provides so much insight.
Also, there's dog shit everywhere. That's a tweak house. That is definitely a drug house.
Absolutely a trap house.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. And then what? We got one more verse. Wow. I can't believe they're going to wrap this up in one verse.
If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this.
Music.
It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist.
Well, there's some kind of strings.
If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day.
Unhealthy.
And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
That like rubber sound.
Yeah, and then the instrumental goes out.
I am so disappointed that they relied completely on other people's music to make this bang.
Sure.
And then they wrote these words. Their only contribution to the song. They didn't really sing it. They didn't really write it. It's just random fucking words thrown at a wall.
Yep.
If Nate Dogg is like nice, like richness wasn't here, I would actually hate this song.
Oh, that song would be terrible. If this song if it wasn't for his voice and a little bit Warren's voice, so like he can do that sort
the
of
way
smooth
he delivered,
talk. Yeah. If it wasn't for that, this song would be pure garbage written by Psycho.
It's just a fun song.
Yeah.
Where the story told is literally just like they were like, tell me what happened today. It doesn't have to be one thing. Just tell me everything that happened today.
Yeah,
because we've gotten this song requested like 100 times.
Really?
And I never understood why. I'm like, what? That song is good. I don't get the problem. Suddenly, I see the light. This is not a good song. Will I enjoy it any less? Absolutely not.
No.
Will I still put it on and cruise? Absolutely.
100%.
It is. The thing about G-Funk is that it's built for cruising. You're not supposed to listen to the words.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
this
is
definitely
true?
I feel like it is like windows down music. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But like, on your 6-4. You can dissect Dr. Dre. A lot of it anyway.
Sure. But I think you'd still come to some points where you're like, what? That's what this means?
I mean, for other reasons too. Yeah. But like, this is just straight up nonsense.
It doesn't help that this is supposed to be a song where it is just a story.
Right.
So and when the story doesn't make sense, you're like, okay, well then what do you have?
You had me paying attention for no reason.
Yeah. But also, if you're going to do a story rap and just tell the story and end it.
Yes.
Then don't also have this weird shit at the end where you don't know how music works.
Yeah.
And then you also, if you smoke like I smoke, you're high like every day. You're dead, Nate. I'm sorry. bad advice.
What does it even mean?
If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this.
Does he mean to this, like to the regulators or to G-Funk, the genre?
I think him.
Because step to this, when you're talking about music, I'm thinking dance.
Yeah, but
so he's like, don't dance to this or I'll fucking fight
you. If you know like I know, don't dance to this song. I don't think.
No,
it's gotta be the regulator. Like, yeah, because 213 is going to regulate.
Yes, it should be the regulators. But then he goes on to say it's the G-Funk era funked out with a gangsta twist. So it does sound like he's talking about the music.
Yeah.
What's the gangsta twist?
Just like
the murder,
I guess
all the murder. And
he's
fucking...
just saying like it's so Michael McDonald.
It's like funk music, but then there's murder.
Yeah,
I think the gangsta thing would have been to have been the ones robbing.
Sure,
and not
sure.
the kids sitting in the shadows who just shot a bunch of guys that didn't know he was there.
Yeah,
but maybe I don't understand the meaning of the word.
Mount
up. If you smoke like I smoke,
then you're high like every day.
Just like he just had to flex a little bit at the end.
Yeah.
Such a non sequitur. Sure. It does feel like every time Nate Dogg is on a song, he has to end it by saying smoke weed every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know his audience. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, so we got hit all the things. We've kept this very PG. And then just
also,
really
is that
quick.
The first time weeds come up?
Yeah.
Yes.
It really is
not
the first time in the
before.
Entire song. Yeah.
Unless we're counting tweaking as a crystal meth reference.
I'm tweaking.
Next time I get really high, that's going to pop into my head.
Oh,
I'm going to
fucking
so
clip it out of my phone yeah. for sure.
That is
how
my
doing.
Text tone from now. And every time you text me, I'm tweaking.
And then if yo ass is a busta, 213 will regulate. Okay, maybe. Busta?
And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
Okay, Gina says a buster is a coward.
Yeah,
which those men were not.
No.
They were immediately robbing you the second they saw you. I'm not saying it's necessarily the bravest thing, but you're not
right.
a coward.
No, nothing about what they did was cowardly.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You shot them from the shadows.
And they were actually quite clever. They baited you with a dice game.
Yeah. Maybe they think it was cowardly that it was like 6-on-1 or whatever. Which is still like
guns. It's guns. Like it doesn't matter how many there are.
Yeah.
Right. You one person with a gun wins.
Sorry.
Literally he brought a sword to a knife fight. If of course he does have a sword.
He definitely has a sword.
Yeah. I still don't even know what regulate means after all this. They've got me all hyped for regulators.
Just keeping the quo.
Yeah. Like shit's
what,
getting...
they fucked up the quo. What are you talking about?
Well, it could be argued that the robbers fucked up the quo because everything was chill, people were driving around, he's driving bitches into the side of the street, whatever's happening. Everything's fine. They start robbing somebody. Now he's killed them, and we're back to fucking.
Yeah.
Wow. So if the quo is trying to fuck, they fucked up the quo by interrupting it with a robbery,
yeah.
And then he brought it back to quo through murder.
If okay, anything, okay. The sex talk is the non sequitur, because that has nothing to do with regulating. It's
no.
just like, regulating is them going like, look, we killed these people because they were fucking with us, and then also, we're going to go have sex. It's yeah. part of the song now.
I wonder if regulating inherently requires some skirt managing.
I think it's got to.
I think it's tangential at least, right? Yeah. There's
right.
got to be some skirt okay, chasing.
So if I want to join the regulators, now that Nate Dogg and Warren...
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think you have a... Just being straight up honest, I don't think there's any skirts in the regulators.
You know, they don't take geeks off the street, I'm sorry.
They're sexist
yeah, 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 yeah.
in the regulators!
I mean, I kind of assumed.
I'm going to be the first female regulator.
You could be the first female regulator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, they're not... I feel like neither of them are regulating anymore, so you can just...
That's
I mean,
true.
You can start
in the
it
afterlife.
Up yourself.
You, sure. Maybe it's time for an all-female reboot of regulators. But they still chase skirts.
We are all queer and gay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm on board.
All queer regulators.
Mount up.
Is that the punch up? Is that what
yeah.
it is? A gender flip regulate?
They don't kill anyone. They're just like, hey, get the fuck out of here. It's like, all right, okay.
So what did you do to it?
Well, I had a few problems with this song. One, I think it's so funny that Warren G is telling the story in which he does not come out looking good.
No.
And Nate Dogg takes care of it all. And it really, he only takes care of it because he happens upon...
Yeah, they're both the busters of the situation.
They are absolutely both the busters of the scenario. But I also don't think what they told is the true story of how this went down.
Oh.
So I was like, well, I'm going to tell exactly what happened because I think... I think there's a little bit of an unreliable narrator here. And I was like, well, I'm going to solve it. So I figured it
oh
out.
My
Here's
God.
What actually happened
okay.
in this scenario.
It's the best part of the song, honestly.
I was expecting you to put another movie clip
yeah,
in.
Yeah, right.
Paddington 2 or something.
Flubber.
I might in post.
It was a clear white moon, a clear black night. Warren G was walking around getting high as a kite. Smoking on a blunt since 4 in the morning. Trying to get laid because you know I'm feeling horny.
Just driving uptown from the LBC. On a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Tipping on 4-4s on the 710. Nate Dogg and Warren G about to do it again.
So I turned a corner and smiled.
I saw a couple hoes I ain't seen in a while. I stroll up to the ladies like, who trying to bone? Then a big scary fella said, leave him alone.
Real low down club, trying to step to G. Getting up in his grill, trying to make him leave. About to roll up on they crew and smoke the clown. As soon as the traffic on the highway dies way down.
The biggest damn man I ever seen in my life. Now I'm thinking one of these honeys must have been his wife. I ain't trying to die, I'm scared as hell. So I beg for mercy and I piss myself.
He started crying, he was on his knees. All the ladies started staring cause it smelled like pee. In the morning I arrive, we gon' do him in. But I'm still in the traffic on the 710.
So I'm crying in my piss-soaked jeans, screaming for my life, begging please, please, please. I know he's wilding out, so I had to think quick. I told him let me live and I will suck your dick.
OG ain't fighting for a couple of chicks, so he pissed himself and said he'd suck some dick. And I was still in my car, we hadn't moved 2 feet, so I drove off the exit, took a side street.
That's what happened.
And screaming for my parents. The hoes kept staring, looking secondhand embarrassed. And now I'm in a real pickle. I was so damn scared that I pooped a little.
Just kept hitting red lights, none of them green. Should've drove with my cousin in the HOV. Warren G got caught, didn't know what to do. And now his pants are covered in pee-pee and boo.
On my knees and I'm begging, I'm looking for a priest cause I know I'm going to heaven. Right as I was pissing and crying for my mother, Nate Dogg rolled up and got rid of the brother.
Mr. Warren G was easy to find. He was kneeling on the ground looking terrified in front of a teenage boy, only 5'6", saying, who's this grown man covered in piss?
Thank God Nate Dogg came and saved me. If I'd have brought my 4-5, I would have stepped like crazy. But now I'm back and set right, so I turn to the honeys and I ask them where we fucking tonight.
Warren had himself in a real hard sell. They were super turned off by the urine smell. Plus the teenage boy just made it look like shit. Warren G and Nate Dogg had to call it quits.
So we went back to Warren's place. You know I had to laugh at the egg on my face. But Nate was still bugging cause the night was weird. I told it to him straight so the air was cleared.
Warren had to stress that he didn't know he told a child that he would suck his dick. He's going to smoke as much weed as Warren G. Sometimes a teenager looks big.
It does. Sometimes you get too high and you think a teenager is a grown person and you get scared.
That was the best. Woo! Also, I get the fact that pee and poo came up like organically.
I was like,
awesome. So good.
I can't believe how well you didn't bring
that
up.
I was so happy when Chris brought it up. Ooh, yes, great.
Oh my God.
Pissing and poo.
Pissing and poo. I mean, yeah, I can imagine him offering to suck a dick in those times.
Oh, absolutely. Please, please, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your fucking dick, man.
I also liked, like, also as in the regular song, the girls just stayed around and waited to see how the situation played out.
It's like, man, no, I saw that entire thing go down. I'm not into it.
I genuinely like that version better.
Thank you.
At least it makes more logical sense from beginning to end.
There's one regulator, and he was just kind of like, hey, let's get out of here, man.
And honestly, your impressions are good. Like, I got my fix. You know, I'm like, Nate Dogg adjacent.
It is Nate Dogg adjacent.
I like it.
It's Nate Cat.
Should we move to Punchable Jams?
I think we should.
You can't punch this.
Chris, do you have an Unpunchable Jam?
I do, for no particular reason.
Fair enough. It's just
been popping up in my Spotify a bunch lately, and I've been digging it. Francis and the Lights.
Ooh.
And it's the song with Chance, and the name of it, I'm forgetting at the moment. I'm drawing a blank.
It's Summer Friends.
Nope.
It's May I Have This Dance.
That's the one.
Mm. May I have this dance? Can I say something crazy? I love you. Give me both your hands.
Have you heard it? No, it sounds like Peter Gabriel with a Chance the Rapper interlude verse. Ooh. In the middle. It's kind of great. And there's also like a tremendous music video to go along with it. But it's just like, it's dancey and catchy and like, it just hits every note for me in that way. Like, it's pretty perfect.
I'm so excited to listen to it. I've only heard a couple songs by Francis and the Lights and I really like them.
Yeah. My girlfriend turned me on to him because she saw him at like a tiny bar during South By like 5 years ago before he blew up, and like they had like Shangri-La's, this tiny little bar that he had to move the tables, and he's still doing this crazy dancing light show shit at the time.
Oh my
and
God.
Now he's just like blowing up and like playing like crazy stadiums and shit in Europe. So
Holy shit.
Story's always super fun, but then also like it's a great song.
Yeah. I want to listen to it. Yeah. I'm psyched to play it.
You should check it out.
Demi?
My song is a song called Shea Butter Mommy by Matt McGee. I don't know any of Matt's other songs, but my ex turned me on to this song, and it is so, like, it's like a very sensual sort of rap. Well, I don't want to say sensual because it is just like an up-tempo rap song, but it's all just about like really being into like big hair and they're like, he's just like, oh, like I wish I had the lyrics in front of me, but it's just, I don't know what to say other than it's a very good, you're hearing it right now. It's just a really good up-tempo rap song. It's so catchy.
You don't have to explain it.
I feel like I got
to defend your pick.
I'm into it.
I got to defend it.
It's not a breakup, boy, he loves you not, that one.
That's the only everyone one. Was on board with that pick.
Everyone was on. He picked He Loves You Not, that
by Dream?
Dream song. It's like a...
No matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah.
I gave him a little
you
shit.
You side-eyeing me?
I'm side-eyeing you a little bit. Mm. It's not
you haven't heard that song in a while.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That is very true. I haven't
song.
Heard that song in a while.
I don't think it's an unpunchable song.
Okay.
I mean, half of our playlist is not unpunchable.
Very good point. Speaking of not unpunchable, my song... I like the timber. No, that's the another word people have been saying we've said wrong.
Which, yeah, half of the words we say are wrong.
Well,
but that's not the one that we meant.
That's not the one. And also, I Googled it, and you can say timber. But if you would prefer, I can say timbre. The timbre of Nate
would,
Dogg's voice.
I would prefer you not say that. No,
it's going the down. I'm yelling timber.
The sneezing.
The pimp of Nate Dogg's voice is like one of my favorite parts of the song. So I wanted to choose a song that has like an equal effect on my ears. So I chose Retrograde by James Blake.
Ooh, I don't know. Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Is that the...
Really?
Suddenly I'm here.
Yeah, it starts with that like.
Away. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm here.
Only James Blake song I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really? You know Francis and the Lights? You don't know James Blake?
Yep.
You might like him.
I might oppose.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
He's actually, I'd say he's another artist that if you didn't know what he looked like, you might think he was black.
Oh, okay.
I think that's safe to say. Maybe that's just my own ears.
He also sounds a lot like, I'm going to say this wrong, Saba or Saba?
I don't know that one.
He does a lot of features on rap songs and just has a very James Blake style voice.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I can understand someone hearing Saba or James Blake or thinking one of these is white and one of these is black and getting them mixed up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just a good song. It has a great like bass drop similar to this song we just punched up. That is like a blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
He has a similar thing happen in the course of that song, although it's like a totally different genre, but it's super fun. I love it.
Awesome. I'm into it.
Chris,
two awesome new songs. I'm great.
Two awesome new songs. That's the best part of the segment.
Songs.
Yeah.
Chris, where can people find you?
At Chris Cubis on all social media. And check out my podcast, Canceled. We are currently, we watch TV shows that only lasted one season.
Ooh.
We are halfway through Bunheads with the great Martha Kelly.
Oh, Demi knows all about that show.
Unfortunately.
I have a lot of opinions. Kelly Bishop is still the best. I love her to pieces.
Oh, she's great.
But I have a lot of problems with Michelle, the character.
I have a lot of problems with that show in general.
Fair enough.
And I hate that I watched it all.
Well, I'm halfway through doing that.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Let me warn you from the future, quit now. Real quick, I just want to say, it's not Saba I meant, it's Sampha.
Okay.
Different artist, but I'm going to say it so I don't get tweets.
Isn't that half of our motive in life?
Yeah.
I don't want the tweets.
I just don't
want
to get
tweets. I'm going to make a shirt that says, I don't want the tweets.
If you want to follow Demi, he's at Electrolyte on everything.
You can send me the tweets there.
You could send Demi all of your most obnoxious tweets. He loves them.
Love seeing tweets.
You can follow me at Meow or at Meow Monster, and you can follow us at Punch Up the Jam. We post pictures with the guests every week on our Instagram.
Yep.
Check out Chris's cool ass vibe.
Mm.
It's honestly worth a peek. I love looking at you, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, if you were listening thinking, now that's a white man, you're going to be surprised.
How many more can we hit? That's all I had to say.
You can email us at punchofthejam@gmail.com. You can send us submissions or check out our website at punchofthejam.com. You can check out our Patreon, which is gotta be live by now.
For sure.
Patreon.com/punchupthejam.
We release bonus episodes there.
Yeah, and you can get in some new shoes at the mall. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey. Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.